Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our rugby correspondent, Alec McDonald. You're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport, Alec. And, well, there was defeats yesterday for both North West sides in the All-Ireland Division 2C. City of Derry went down 33-5 at Clonmel. And Oma were defeated by Middleton yesterday at home. Middleton 19, Oma 15. And suppose it was the fashion that Middleton won that particular game. Alec, disappointing from an Oma point of view?
Very much so, because Oma were 15-0 up at half-time, having scored two tries, won a penalty try. So obviously their scrum was very strong. And, you know, turning around 15-0, it's a long time since Oma would have given up that sort of lead. And Middleton then came through with 19 points. And they've been battling for points everywhere. And they've done very well. They've actually closed the gap now at the bottom. And even though they're still in 10th position, but Oma would be very disappointed for that one, because I know they got a losing bonus point. But had they got a result yesterday, that, you know, that would have taken them clear of the lot. I mean, they are still lying in 5th position. They've a game in hand against the Skerries. But 4 points yesterday, even 5 points, would have been superb. They will be really, really disappointed. From City Derry's point of view, as you know, I didn't see those games yesterday, but from Derry's point of view, apparently Thomas Cole scored an early try for City of Derry, but I think that was the final part. Clonmel come back then, I think, with 5 tries from what I gather, and 33-5. The worried aspect from Derry's point of view there was that that's a points differential in that game of 28 points. Now, at the moment, they're slightly less than Bangor on the points differential and Middleton. But as I've explained before, if the teams that finish, say 3 teams would happen to finish on 7, 8 and 9 position after the 18 games, it's a team with the least differential to get through. So if Derry happen to be minus 87 and Bangor happen to be minus 86, Derry will be into the playoffs. That's how close it is. And as I say, those 28 points yesterday, Parik, you know, are not what Derry want. And certainly in the last 4 remaining games, they have to make sure that, you know, if they're defeated, fair enough. But, I mean, they have to keep the gap very, very tight.
OK, Alec, turning more locally here as well. Letterkenny Rugby Club, well, they suffered their 6th league defeat of the season after they were beaten 20 points to 17 by Civil Service. It was, of course, a close encounter yesterday. Suppose disappointing from a Letterkenny point of view, but it would have been a big victory away from home.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a wee bit of a lull lately. That purple patch in around Christmas and the New Year. Civil Service, you know, the travel, they're not on the easiest side. They're one of those teams that seem to produce results. They're very little consistency, and I mean, it must have been a penalty kick or a late try there that Letterkenny lost out, and they will be disappointed in that result, you know, because if they could have got an away result, it certainly would have boosted their chances. And the other game there was 2 other games. Cavan were too strong for Hollywood, winning 38-0. They're going very well, but Strabane will want to forget about, I think, last week. Monaghan 59, Strabane 0, unless they had a weak inside up. But I've said to you before that Monaghan are, for me, the best team in that league, and could well go and win the Gordon West as well. So, you know, but I wouldn't have expected Strabane to lose by such a result.
Turn our attention to the Pro 14. Suppose, Alec, no game for Ulster at the weekend, but both Leinster and Munster sitting top of their respective leagues.
Yes, I saw both those games at the weekend there. Munster beating the Scarlets for 29 points to 10. Scarlets well in the game, and the turning point was when their big second row, for some unknown reason, after a little bit of push and shoving, decided he was going to do a Tyson Fury and hit 2 boys pretty severely, and he was red carded, no doubt about it. And that, of course, made it a lot more difficult for the Scarlets, and Munster took advantage, as all good teams do, and then ran on a couple of tries. So Munster won that one, 29-10. Leinster against Glasgow. Leinster did Ulster a great favour, because Glasgow, you know, are in the same group, and that result means that Glasgow, I think, are now 9 or 10 points behind Ulster, who have a game in hand. But Leinster, clinical, absolutely clinical. And, you know, they had a big second row who got a hat-trick of tries, and he certainly looks to be a boy of the future. But they were so, so good. And it doesn't seem to matter what team Leo Cullen puts out on the pitch at the RDS. The crowd love it. They run on the tries. And Glasgow, despite in the first half competing very well, were blown away in the second half. And, you know, 55 points to 19, you couldn't argue with that scoreline. They also say the Ulster game against Benetton was called off because of the virus. And it's interesting to see that if that game is not played, that the Pro 14 have decided any games that are called off and can't be replayed will be a no-score draw, and each team will get 2 points. So in some people's cases it could be good, in other cases not. But let's hope that doesn't happen and that things get a lot easier. But of course the other thing too is, Parik, that we, as you know, next week Ireland's involvement in the Six Nations won't happen in Dublin because they've called off that game against France. Maybe the England-Wales game could well go ahead, but now they're talking, if you read between the lines, and possibly that the following year or the following week Ireland going to France is very much in doubt. And I honestly believe it. You know, that's possibly what's going to happen. People are saying, you know, what's going to happen and how will they replay them? But if you look at the fixture schedules and teams going away in the summer, it's going to be difficult. But I think possibly with the Six Nations might do what happened many years ago when the foot and mouth disease caused all cancellation of a lot of internationals, that they just said that the championship, the Triple Crown and the Grand Slam are null and void for this season. And possibly that might be the easiest way out, because to try and get fixtures got in, the only thing you could say, Parik, is it very disappointing for people who were going to go to Rome, people were going to go to Paris, and for Italian people who wanted to come to Ireland. But unfortunately, life's more important than sport, despite how much we love it.
Yeah, definitely is, Alec. And suppose we will wait and see there in that one. And we'll look forward to the games that might go ahead, but we don't have a glass ball at the minute to actually indicate what games will go ahead. So it could be a very limited rugby fixture list next weekend.
It could be. I mean, the way things are going, if things don't get any better, I can't see any countries taking a chance that things could happen.
Okay, well, Alec, thanks very much for joining us here on Highland Radio, a Sunday Sport.